Joined here by head coach Tricia Atkinson over at Gallatin High School, the Lady Bulldogs. I saw them in person. In fact, the only game that they didn't end up in the win column so far this year was the game that we had against Trenton. I believe that was a week ago tonight, if memory serves. 40-37, very close ball game. Gallatin rebounded, got the Constellation Hardware and the GIT victories over North Harrison and Winston. And I'm going to be really interested in this game, Coach Atkinson. You kind of mentioned this with me off the air, but you go to Meadville on Thursday. That is a Class 1 team that's really playing well, if I'm not mistaken. So, a good test for you against a smaller school, but certainly Meadville always has girls that can shoot the rock as you look ahead at Thursday, right?
They do. They are going to be a very solid team that we are going to go up against, but I'm confident in my girls to give them a run for their money.
So, Gallatin's kind of been that team for about 4 or 5 years where you kind of look at it and say, okay, you know, they don't quite have the players necessary to really have a, you know, successful team, kind of had some lumps. I've been waiting for kind of that team to kind of put it all together and get this Gallatin program back moving in the right direction. It looks like this year is the team. Where has the team improved the most this year so far?
You know, we started out this summer with our fundamentals, just going back to the basics, and I think that's really helped us tremendously. And then, you know, everything else kind of starts to click from there. We can implement a lot, but we got to work on those fundamentals and the basics to get us going.
I obviously broadcast a game against Trenton. I was there at least to watch the first half against North Harrison, and yeah, I was watching that game going, you know, I think you were up like 30-9 or something like that, and you really took it to North Harrison that first half. And I'm thinking it's been a long time since Gallatin's had a half like this where they just come out and they dominate. How much of a, I know North Harrison struggled a little bit, but how much of a confidence boost is that for the girls when they're able to have a half like that?
You know, that's a big confidence booster for us. And as you know, we've had some rough years, and so coming into this year, we talked about our confidence and we talked about our teamwork. And so when the girls can see small successes like this, that's tremendous for me, and it's big for the girls. They, you know, it's always good to see smiles on their faces.
Yeah, no question. 3-1. So do you have a scouting report on Meadville, Coach, for Thursday? Do you have an idea what they have necessarily?
Yeah, we have an idea what we're gonna work on tomorrow at practice, and we'll be ready for them on Thursday.
So overall, with the start, let's kind of look back at that Trenton game. Obviously, I mentioned a couple of times now that's the game that we had a week ago. It's the only setback that the girls have had. Yeah, as you look back at the game, what kind of cost you in that game? What were the lessons that you hope the girls took out of that loss?
Just learning how to handle ourselves in the late game. You know, and trusting our teammates and being confident in ourselves and knowing that we are capable of playing close games like this.
So, as you look at your team, you know, I think it's one of the things that sometimes it can be a positive. Sometimes I know coaches look for it, but I don't kind of feel like that you've had that number one or number two scorer or go-to sort of player that's kind of stepped up and said, that's going to be our go-to player. But you can also look at that and say, Gallatin's really balanced. You know, you don't know who's going to lead the team from game to game on a, you know, point-to-point basis. Do you kind of look at that as a positive with the balance that you do have on the team this year?
I do look at that as a positive. That's probably one of my favorite things is I always tell the girls, I'm like, you know what, anybody can be our leading scorer at any given night. And I feel like as an opposing coach, that would be a rough thing to scout because you couldn't really nail in on our one leading scorer.
Yeah, against Trenton, I know Kelly Salomon had 10. Kind of tell me about her game a little bit and what Callie brings to the team this year.
You know, she's really stepped up this year. I'm very proud of her her work ethic, and she's became more confident in her shot, which is something that we talked about this summer. So I'm excited to see her grow as the season goes on.
As you get into the GRC next week, you got Meadville Thursday, you got Putnam County coming to your place on Tuesday of next week, and then you got Princeton coming to Gallatin on Friday. Yeah, what would you consider, or when the girls talk about where they'd like to finish in the conference, what are those conversations like? What would you like to see the girls accomplish in the GRC this year?
You know, our goal this year in the conference is to end up in the top five of the conference. And so we often remind ourselves of that whenever we are at practice. And how hard are we going to work? You know, where do we want to end up? And remind ourselves of that long-term goal we have.
And one of the things I noticed in that game against Trenton, it just felt like offensively that the ball from past Gallatin teams that I had seen, it seemed like the ball was moving quicker and you're putting more pressure on the defense. Has that been an emphasis over the offseason to get that ball movement going offensively?
That has. We don't like to stand. We want to keep that ball moving, and we want to keep moving. And so that was something that we worked on in the off season, and we're going to keep continuing to work on and build on that and build on our ball pressure.
Well, right now we have plans. It's not set in stone. I'm still trying to figure out what game we want to put on the air on the 16th, but I'm leaning toward Princeton at Gallatin, so that may be where I'm at now coming up next Friday. We'll talk about that more with Coach next week. Coach, congrats on the 3-1 start. Good luck on Thursday over at Meadville.
Thank you. I appreciate it.